the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman, and on this Wednesday, the show becomes the business of golf. Show 695 in our original It's Your Business series. Of course, between now and Wednesday after Labor Day, the business of golf airs in the Wednesday 9 to 10 o'clock slot. On this U.S. Open week, Dave Austed, 10 Midwest stores. They have the trimmings around a Christmas tree in all locations, including two here in Sioux Falls.
Oh, that is beautiful. Bill, you had to, Rev, you outdid yourself today. That's awesome.
Well, you got to get Burl out for this
Burl.
One.
Burl. Didn't he die like 30 years ago?
His music plays
still
on.
Lasts, yeah.
He's a big bopper in the sky.
Yeah, well, and it's Christmas because this is our biggest week. This is Father's Day week, so we're going to have a lot of shoppers, people out. Your kids are out drastic, you know, looking for the Bill Zortman pair of orange pants, and it's so hard to find size 46 with a 22-inch inseam, and we just can't find it
anywhere.
Well,
that's a little too big.
I got the inseam right, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
we are working on it, though. We're going to find it, and now you want to look like Ricky Fowler, and you don't have exactly the same shape that Ricky Fowler has with orange pants, so we're going to find them.
Same scoring problem.
Yeah, you do.
On again, off again. He's Dave Austed. He's with us today. And why is this the Christmas time of year for you?
Well, it's the biggest time. First of all, it's really the beginning of the summer. So school's out. People are out playing. We've had some phenomenal weather, finally. So all the courses are humming. Everybody's excited. And it's Father's Day. So, you know, if you got a father who's a golfer, you need to go out and find something for him. And what better place than Austed's? I mean, we've got a sale on virtually everything in the store. And if you don't know what Dad wants, get him a gift card. And he can come in and buy orange pants with the gift card. Or clubs or balls. Or we've got some incredible golf shirts, pants, shorts, you name it. So it's all on sale. This is the biggest week of the year for us, and we're really excited. I mean, it's beautiful weather out there today, and people are playing golf. And it's U.S. Open. So
not bad.
Big week.
But Dr. Max was quick to observe. First time he's ever seen you in the show bring visual aid.
Yeah, he's going, you must be serious. I go, yeah, I got a lot of product to sell, man. I need customers in the store.
What's on your sheet for people?
You know, it's I mentioned earlier that the golf season started out so late that all these manufacturers kind of panicked. So, and I have never seen this in all my years of business, but we have every name brand product on sale at the beginning of the season. And I'm talking Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, Ping, you name it. It is $100, $200. Some of the sets of irons are $300 off the regular price. Golf balls are on sale. All of our shirts, you buy three, you get 25% off. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy to have that much. It's like putting lawnmowers on sale at the beginning of the year. You don't usually see that, but this is what's going on, and it's a benefit to the golfer. So you need to come out and see us this week, and we'll play Christmas music for you. We'll get
I
you.
Like it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You should play a little Christmas music in
should.
The store.
We really should, yeah. They'll be going, Austed's really flipped. He must be hanging out with Zortman again.
That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I did spend a little time at your store, in actually both Sioux Falls stores in the last week, and looked at some product. My wife looked at some product, and you were right. The prices are marked down. There's opportunities in there. But, you know, I was very disappointed. You know, last week you and I kind of had a little one-on-one.
Battle. Yeah, we went after it. Yeah.
We did. You know, you were like, Bill, we're not going to find your side. You know, I ended the interview by saying, Dave, I've got a better chance of finding orange pants than you winning the week.
Yeah.
Neither one of us
got it, but I came closer, didn't I?
You did. Two points away.
I'm still going to look for them, though. I will look for them. You give me your measurements. You don't have to do it on the air. I'll just assume it's 44, 30, 22, unless
still
you tell me some
large.
Of the... Okay. All right, good for you.
You're getting close.
Good.
You know, someplace in between there is what you have okay. And what I would need to do.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Fun week, though. U.S. Open, this is going to be a different U.S. Open than anything that you've seen in a long time. It's going to have a lot of history to it. Nice music, Rev. Way to go. This is the one back at Pinehurst. Last time was 15 years ago, and Payne Stewart won by one stroke over Phil Mickelson, and he had the amazing fist pump after he made the 15-foot putt, and it was just such a touching moment. If you remember, Phil wasn't sure he was going to play on Sunday because his wife was pregnant with their first child, and as soon as Payne won, the ball went in the cup. Instead of celebrating, he went over to Phil. He put his hands on Phil's face, and he said, "You're going to be a father," which I just... It's such a neat
moment.
Gives
you goosebumps.
It really does. It just, I mean, and of course, 4 months later, Payne tragically died in a plane crash. And of course, the plane landed in a field in Agar, South Dakota, which I remember like yesterday when that plane was flying up in the air and they didn't know if they were alive or dead or whatever. And so a lot of history going on for this week. And there'll be some tremendous flashbacks to Payne Stewart, who, you know, became a really neat icon for the game of golf even before he passed away. And afterwards, of course, his legend just grows. So it'll be an amazing tournament. It'll be really cool. And they changed the tournament tremendously. There's no rough, which is amazing in a U.S. Open. Usually it's about 8 inches deep, and they've put it in sand, and they've got scrub brush. And so these guys will be hacking out of it. And my prediction is the guy who wins is a long ball hitter who hits the green softly. Anybody who comes in low is going to be very frustrated at Pinehurst because the greens will
pitch and run.
The greens are not going to hold. I played it a few years ago, and it was one of the most frustrating rounds of golf I ever played. So you got to be really good at hitting balls that are going to, there's gonna be a lot of balls that will roll off the green. You got to be pretty good at hitting a flop shot and letting the ball stay right there, because if it moves at all, it's going to roll off the green.
Our good friend Kim Kaufman, LPGA pro,
right,
was going to join us this morning. She's doing a little preparation for next week.
I can imagine.
Ironically, is the same venue.
It's a cool thing. A USGA, I'm not one that usually boosts the USGA, but this is a smart move. For the first time ever, they have back-to-back men's and women's U.S. Opens at the same place. So Kim will be playing at Pinehurst, the same as the men. It won't be quite the same tee boxes, but it'll be a cool deal because you'll have the men playing this week and the women playing next week. So fun to see. And I'm sure she's got a lot of work to do because that course is, let me just put it this way. Every major U.S. Open that's been at Pinehurst, there has never been anyone who has finished four rounds and been under par. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Never been anyone who's been under par. So if you like to watch golf and like Birdie Fest, this is not going to be your tournament. If you like to see really good golfers frustrated and throwing their clubs, you're going to love this weekend.
You don't want to see a volcano.
Honestly, par is like a birdie here. It will be, the winner will probably be two or three over par. And the cut might be 10 over, which typically the cut is usually even par or under par. So there probably will not be anyone under par. The winner 15 years ago, Payne Stewart, was, I believe, one or two over. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's a very, very difficult venue, but that's what the USGA wants. They want a challenge. They want people to really work hard. So it's a different kind of golf, but it'll be very fun to see.
Kim Kaufman, we asked her to make her picks. She didn't go the traditional Yahoo fantasy agro golf type picks, but she eliminated Jordan Spieth, who she had picked in the Masters.
Really?
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
Fact that she's Texas Tech graduate, Jordan's University of Texas.
You're trying to match them up, aren't you? You're trying to.
Best I could. But she picked Henrik Stenson.
Okay.
Steve Stricker, who's semi-retired.
Yeah, Steve in his mid-40s.
Jim Furyk.
Okay.
And Matt Kuchar.
Good picks. Jim Furyk is not a long ball hitter, so he's going to have to be very accurate. He's going to be hitting long irons or fairway woods, and it'll be very hard to hold the green. So I would, other than Jim Furyk, I think those are great picks. It's going to be somebody who hits it a long way, and I just don't think Furyk hits it far hard enough. I just don't. This is going to be a very long, challenging course. And the fairways, and we've mentioned this before, but the fairways are about 25 yards wide, which is just, you know, when we're out there playing locally at Elmwood or Prairie Green and we hit the rough, we're kind of rumbling. Well, the average fairway around Sioux Falls is about 75 yards wide. So think about that. It's about one-third the size in width. And these guys hit it 60, 70% of the time. So
before you get your picks, I have a news note in from Mayor Huther, who's in Germany. They now have an ordinance that would not allow orange shorts over a certain size.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It stops traffic in a number of ways. You look like an orange highway cone, and it's so bright that people just go, I can't see. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
That's good.
Your picks for the U.S. Open.
I'm a sentimentalist, and I'm going back 15 years when Phil lost by a stroke. He's going to win this week. He's going to win the U.S. Open. I have Bubba Watson on the bench, another long ball hitter.
You got two lefties.
I do have two lefties. I do. And Bubba, you know, made it big. He won the Masters this year and has some. Both of these guys have great touch around the green, so I think they both could have a very good Masters. I got some young guys, my B guys, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth, who are due, and then Dustin Johnson and Jason Day, a little more experienced. Both long ball hitters are going to be on my bench. And my C players is the crafty Irishman, Graham McDowell. And on the bench is Miguel Jimenez, who always seems to play well at the majors. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun to see. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And there's like 8 or 9 hours a day of U.S. Open play. So if you want to watch golf, this would be the weekend to do it.
Yeah, or the British Open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always a good time.
I believe I saw, I think it's 10 hours tomorrow of television. So you might have to switch from ESPN over to ABC and then back again. But you could get 10 hours of golf in tomorrow if you want to. My daughter's getting married this weekend, so I might have to take a break and walk her down the aisle and then go back.
Back to TV.
So are you going to have the cell
phone? I might have some headphones in or something. I don't know. It's Saturday afternoon. I'm like, what? What are you doing, girl? Did you see the schedule? Do you know what's going on?
Will you have TVs up for the reception?
Oh, well, you know, that'll be in the evening, so most of it will be over by then. But we may play the highlights. Yeah, you know, there may be
I like that.
I think people might want to know.
Are you going to have the brochure out there?
Yeah, well, I'll have the brochure. And,
remember,
you know,
it's Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the wedding, by the way. Here's 10% off if you come up by tomorrow.
You should give the daughter away and then turn around.
Because actually, I need to sell a lot of the stuff to pay for the wedding. So,
Dave Austin, I appreciate you taking the time.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Keep a lookout for those orange pants.
I am going to keep
I'll
looking.
Have to play outside of Sioux Falls to make them work, but that's okay.
Thanks. Have a great Father's Day.
Christmas this week. With Dave
Absolutely.
Austin. Check him out. When we come back, the doctor is in the house, the longest tenured doctor in our show. We'll talk about the health of golf when It's Your Business continues. Well, we go from Christmas with Dave Austin to the rock and roll sound that the Rev brought up. And who is that?
That's actually Bananarama, Bill.
Bananarama.
Do you remember
them?
Would
you have known that, Doc?
If you'd have given me enough time, yes. Bananarama.
It's the remake of that old 60s tune called Venus.
I remember Venus.
Bananarama was a big deal in the 80s, back when you were a little younger.
Yeah. I hate that when they say it that way. Dr. Max, Reinicke Chiropractic has been working golf knickknacks for 32 years. He's a part of our golf groupies each Wednesday, and... last week, you did talk about Tiger, but you have a guy named Big John you wanted to reflect on this morning.
I want to tell the listeners the story of, let's call him John. He was listening to our show about 2 months ago, about the same time Tiger was thinking about getting his surgery, and he thought that he'd tried just about everything, and he thought he'd come and see me. He had... probably seen at least 8 chiropractors at different times in his life, and he had had back surgery in January. It had helped for a little bit, and suddenly he developed pain in a different place, and he could not walk to his mailbox to get the mail anymore. He heard us talking, and he came in. The first several weeks, his wife had to drive him in. It was over an hour drive to get into Sioux Falls. He was unable to sit up in the vehicle. He either had to lay on his back or he had to crouch on all fours. That's how bad his back pain was. We used the ARP wave neurotherapy on him. We adjusted his discs where his muscles were weak, and he started to improve. And he continued to improve. And at first, the improvements were small. He said, it went pretty good. I haven't cried since I was in last.
Wow.
And he continued to improve. And he started getting back to work. And he could work for 4 hours and come home exhausted and lay on the floor before dinner. And we got him up to working 6 to 8 hours. He's self-employed. And not only... did he get his strength back? He got his life back. And he had a little exacerbation of his pain a couple weeks ago. He's been back in. We've got that under control. He is going to be getting an epidural shot in his back to kind of help with a little bit of the residual pain left over. But truly a life-changing difference for him. And it took everything we had. It took the ARP therapy to reduce the inflammation. It took my expertise, and it certainly took the hand of God to get us together and to get him the relief that he needed.
Nice story about Big John. You know, we always talk about Reinicke Chiropractic, the fact that you are different, but like Big John, you can generally quickly diagnose a condition and then do something about it.
Yes. I encourage anyone that thinks that they have done everything, call 335-0880. If you just want to talk about it, there'll be no charge. If you come in and say, let's get going, I'm going to sit down with you, get some idea what's wrong. Within a few minutes, I'll be able to find out if my assumption is verified. We're going to get some x-rays if necessary, and we'll get to work. You might not feel better that first day, but I am 99% sure that you will leave with at least the idea that there's some hope, there's some that you came to the right place, and you're going to be headed in the right direction.
He's Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, and that ARP wave does speak volumes.
It'll reduce your healing time from an injury in half. And in the case of, like John, I think it really takes a case that seems impossible and makes it possible.
So if people don't feel better after the first visit, they certainly leave with some peace of mind that you know what you're talking about.
I think they're going to have a little bit more confidence and a little hope, yes.
All right, we need to get to the Guardian Angel picks for you this week. See how these shake out.
Well, I think these picks are going to go good because I knew I was going to have a good day today because on the way over here, I spotted a motorcycle policeman before he spotted me.
So, and he's not coming to see you at Reinicke.
That's correct. I'm going with Phil Mickelson, too, and that isn't just because Austed said so. Adam Scott's on the bench. B players Webb Simpson and Hideaki Matsuyama. Matsuyama.
You don't have to pronounce it. You just have to pick it.
There you go. And, of course, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose on my B bench. My C player, I'm sticking with John Senden. And my old friend that I haven't hung around with for 12 years now, Jimmy Walker.
Okay. You got J.J. Walker. You got Senden. You got Matsuyama, Mickelson, Adam Scott, Rose, Spieth, Webb Simpson. Doc, you've done your homework.
Watch out for Matsuyama.
There you go. Dr. Max Reinicke, how do they reach you?
335-0880, otherwise on the web. And if you're not computer literate, I am the only chiropractor in the Yellow Pages named Max.
That's easy.
Wow.
That's easy.
Three-letter word.
There it is.
There you go.
All right, Dr. Max, I have to do my little testimonial now.
Pleasure. You know, pleasure being here.
It's always nice to have you with us. Comfort King is one of the best ways for me to get a good night's sleep. And I know if I get in trouble, I can always go see Dr. Max. Of course, he's not far from Hy-Vee, just down the street from him. Easy to find. But for Comfort King, my wife was able to find Comfort King. It's near the mall. Imagine that. We went in, and she checked 8 different mattresses, got it down to 2, and she then got it down to 1. I said, yes, dear. I found out in 40-some years that works. We're able to have controllers. Most of the time.
Yeah, okay.
Occasionally.
There's a rare moment where that doesn't even cut it.
Rev understands.
Okay.
But it's nice to have her controller, my controller. If we need a massage, we can do that. What we like is the firmness of that bed works for us. It's at a factory. They build it in the factory. That's what Comfort King will do for you. They did it for us. You know, we love this golf show, but we have things that work really well, people that come together on the show. But, you know, when they put Golf Addiction together and you put John Miller and Adam Scott to it, and I'm mentioning to both of them, I said, wow, you guys really planned this well. And immediately he says, who's John Miller and who's Adam Scott? It was like, oh, this worked out pretty well. John Miller with us this morning. John, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, nothing like namesakes for the golf industry to be to start up a golf place. So I just wish we could play as good as them. Adam thinks he can some days, but I would beg to differ. So,
well, John Miller is the talker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the commentator that is loved by so many other players. Yeah. Is that what happens with you when the golfers come in, that you're kind of the talker? You have to emulate Johnny Miller?
Well, I think everybody loves me, but I think a lot of things wrong too. My wife tells me that quite a bit, so I would say, yeah, I'm good at dousing out pretty well sometimes. So heck yeah.
You do have a free ladies golf instruction coming up. It is not this Wednesday, it's next Wednesday,
right? So it's Wednesday the 18th. What we got going on, it'll be a fun night. So it's Appy Wines Days, so that means it's half
what?
Appy Wines Days. So it's half price appetizers and half price wine on Wednesdays.
No men allowed.
Oh, men can come, yeah, absolutely.
They can come and watch?
Yeah, absolutely, as long as they're not heckling. We might stick them in the corner, but the ladies, it's a ladies' night. It's all about the ladies.
You got to gag them as they come in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we'll see what happens. But, no, the ladies can come in. We're going to do just some easy little tips on golf, what the rules are, kind of regulations, what clubs to use, how to use them, when to use them, just kind of the easy stuff. And then we're going to play about three holes on the golf course, which will be a blast. So we'll actually put them out there. They can actually go out
what
and hit some
Red
balls.
What is Red Rock?
Red Rock Valley is a great golf course. So it's a combination of some golf courses in the desert, and they just kind of made this golf course up. So the nice thing about it, there's no water, there's no trees, and there's no bunkers. The reason
Best
is...
play.
Right, absolutely. And it just teaches you... It's a morale builder as well, too, let's be honest. So you don't get in the bunkers, you don't get in the roughs, and it's wide fairways. It just teaches you essentially your yardage. Where do you need to go, and how do you need to get there without battling all the other elements that there is outside? So this will just teach you, hey, it's a 40-yard shot, whether it's over sand or whether it's not over sand, right? So it'll be a great golf course. It'll be a great night. All you have to do to sign up is call us. We take your name and an email, and then we'll send you the flyer as well, too. Best part is it's half price wine, and we're not charging you. It's free to all the ladies coming to do it, whether you want to stay for an hour or 2 hours, but it goes from 7 to 9. And like I said, you want to stay for 5 minutes, you sure can. If you got 10 minutes in your life, give it to us on that Wednesday night. It'll be a great time. I promise.
Makes sense to me. You know, one of the things that has happened with Great Life, and I keep hearing it, is so many people playing that they want people to be able not to have to learn to play golf on the course. Great place to go would be Golf Addiction.
Yeah.
Next week, if you're a lady that feels like you don't want to hold anybody up.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll see how this one goes, and then we'll maybe do a novice event as well, too, if some guys want to come in and you're kind of a beginner. Come in and learn with us inside so you don't have to feel that pressure of people being behind you. So it's just a nice little, you're in a box, nobody else can see you. You got nobody else pounding balls at you, so just come in and have fun with it.
You know, I could see you doing this with men because one of the biggest problems with my game and a lot of the guys I've been seeing is they're starting to pull their head on their chipping drill, and the drill now becomes over and over again till they get on the green.
Right.
You know, that's something that you guys could work at.
Absolutely. We have a great green, a layout on the screen. It's a 40-yard chip shot or even a 20-yard chip shot, and it angulates the green so that you actually have to play the green and let it curve around, which is... You don't think about that outside, but it's a big difference. That's the difference between a 5-foot and a 25-foot putt is where you hit the green because it's going to roll like crazy. So, yeah, it would be a great time. And even if you want to come in for half an hour, if you're a Great Life member, it's $6. You know what I mean? To play on the range for half an hour and 12 for an hour. So it's super cheap to come in and hack away.
All right, GA Tour coming in June.
Yeah, I think we're ready for this next one. I think we've all recovered from the last one. So
great pictures.
Yeah, holy smokes. What a great day. So it's 36 holes one day, 8 a.m. at Golf Addiction. We played the back nine of Pebble Beach. Then we went on to Hartford and Mitchell, then ended at our home course of Plankinton, South Dakota, out in Fish Lake. Had an absolute blast. Maybe didn't get back to about midnight 30, right? But this was a full day. So the next one's the 27th coming up of this month. And we're going south, so we call it the GA Tour South. So we're doing 9 holes at Golf Addiction. We're going to play the old course, and then we're going to head down to Canton, play Hiawatha. And we're going to do the bridges at Beersford, and we're going to end at the point down in Elk Point at the Country Club down there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a blast. So all you got to do to sign up is that, is call. We do take a deposit, about $25, just so we get some commitments out of some people.
Good. U.S. Open this week, Adam Scott, number one player in the world. Are these your picks, or did Adam have some influence on who you're announcing this morning?
I'll give you the first pick, and you guys can determine who made the picks. So our first pick is Adam Scott.
Oh, that was a,
right, yeah,
a good one.
Right. But I think it's a great choice. He's a long ball hitter, and he's accurate, so let's see how that goes. And then we have Matt Kuchar is going to be on the bench. Our B players, Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson, both long boy guys. I'm curious to see how Jordan does. Jason Duffner, and then Rory McIlroy will be on the bench for the B. And Sergio is going to be in, and then Kevin Na is going to be on the bench. So I'm excited about those picks. I think you did a great job on this one.
How do they reach Golf Addiction again?
Give us a call at 605-274-8903 or on the web at golfaddiction.biz, B-I-Z.
And, of course, they're located at 57th and Marion. We appreciate John being with us this morning. Randy Dierheim slides into the talk chair. He is, of course, Mr. Pinnacle. And Randy would tell you, that's Callaway's, Trey Foley's, Elements on 8th. And Randy each week pulls together life and golf. And some days we win, some days we lose. U.S. Open, a great topic when we talk celebrating victory, celebrating defeat.
You know, first of all, good morning. It's a great day, Rev. It's always good to see you. The topic this week, I actually, when I forwarded it to you, I was actually thinking outside of the sport of golf, naturally.
What?
Last week. Well, we're going to tie it together. But last week, of course, we had this huge social uproar against the owners of California Chrome and his responses to his horse not doing so well in the Triple Crown. And what it really led me to talk about and think about was really, you know, he was in the game. He had a chance to win the Triple Crown. He was the only horse that had a chance to win that Triple Crown. And is it fair in horse racing for horses to come in and out? Maybe not, but it's been done that way for decades. And actually, ironically, golf, Christine Brennan in USA Today, which I'm trying to send her an email and I'm not having much response, she was very critical of the fact that that sport allows that. And I thought, well, what about Tiger playing for the majors and having a reduced schedule? What about Jack Nicklaus at the end of his career, the last Masters he won? He certainly didn't play a full schedule. And every individual sport that I can think of, tennis, golf, you know, you name it, horseshoes, badminton, anyone that can jump in and out of a schedule anytime that they want, preserve strength, preserve energy, preserve their bodies. And so the main point for me here today is just celebrate victory, celebrate defeat. The main thing is you're in the ropes. The main thing is that you're part of a great sport, and enjoy it while you can.
I have to agree with the fact that it's really unfair for a horse to enter all three races. You got 20 that start at the Kentucky Derby, and then you've got those that go to the Preakness and the Belmont. But I think he was right. It's how he did it. And his wife behind him saying, shut up, shut up. And he turned around once and said, no, you shut up. You know, that's not the smartest thing to do just after you've lost a race. And then he added to it the next morning on Good Morning America.
He, you know, clearly a very emotional moment. And I guess we're lucky in a sport we don't see the tantrums. We've had people that have thrown tantrums in golf. Clearly, Sergio has got a high, you know, emotional bar, and he's been known to be emotional on the course. Phil has too, ironically. And some of these guys that we hold up as you know, kings of the sport are very passionate and are very emotional about it. But, you know, we've talked about this before. A big part of golf is just staying in the moment. I played this weekend at Willow Run on Saturday in full rain suit. I always think you need to play in the rain once in a while. My mantra is if I'm ever going to go to Scotland or Ireland, I better be able to play in the rain. So I played in the rain at Willow Run. Had a great round, actually. I shot a 77. Everything went right. The next day, I go to Baker Crossing with my buddy Bob Carson, and I shoot a 90 under almost ideal conditions. And everything that went right for me on Saturday basically went wrong for me on Sunday. And even as I walked off the course, I said, you know what? I'm out with my buddy playing golf. I mean, how much better does it get than this? And the score almost becomes irrelevant.
We're talking with Randy Dierheim. We haven't made your picks yet. We're going to find out who you think is going to be celebrating victory, those that are going to be what was the old words from ABC, the agony of defeat.
That's right.
We'll see who gets that label this week. Randy's always good at his picks. He was number 3 last year out of 210, and I think he's probably doing pretty well. But when you get up to the majors with this group, it's a little difficult.
It's tough. It's very tough. Of course, when you're up against the Scott Miller combo, you know, how do you beat that?
I know.
And Austed.
And the guy that won last week and the week before, all tied together with a doctor.
Yeah, it's almost a hill that I can't climb.
All right, I want you to study it a little bit. We'll come back, we'll get your picks, and we'll bring in last week's winner who can smile a little bit. He won't be any taller for it, but we'll see what he has to say. All a part of the golf of business, the business of golf on this Wednesday. Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle, has talked about the ups and the downs, and whatever we do with celebrating victory and celebrating defeat, from California Chrome to the golfers last week. But this week, you think that you've got the right winners, and you got the ones that are going to have to lick their wounds.
Well, I'm going to try. And, you know, one of the things I would really like to see out of golf, and it's almost impossible to do, but I'd like to see an amateur win this tournament. And actually, Pinehurst is a course that an amateur like a Francis Ouimet could probably tackle because of the way that it's set up. But from the pro's perspective, I've got Luke Donald as my A player. Matt Kuchar's on the bench. For B's, I've got Zach Johnson and Jason Day. Bench, Justin Rose and Martin Keimer. And C, Kevin Na just keeps popping up, doesn't he, on a lot of lists. He's been playing good golf this year. And Charles Schwartzel's on the bench. But I've stayed away from Phil. I'm not giving Phil much due. I think he sprays the ball all over the golf course. I actually think he may miss the cut. But I also like Pinehurst, too, the way it's set up with the fairways, the way they're maintained. They don't water as much as they used to water. The rough is negligible. It's basically sand and weeds. And it'll be a fun tournament to watch. And I'll really be excited to see the women play there the next week as well.
Our Kim Kaufman made her picks. We announced them early in the show. If you're just coming in, Kim, of course, will play next week. The ladies opened at the same course, Pinehurst number 2. She did not pick Jordan Spieth, the 20-year-old in Texas. I figured that would be an automatic. But she went for the old gray hairs. Henrik Stenson, Steve Stricker, who plays very little anymore, Jim Furyk, who can't figure out how to putt anymore, and Matt Kuchar, who takes 2 weeks off, and he looks more like Bill Zortman and Randy Dierheim than the Matt Kuchar that we know. What do you think?
They're good picks. I mean, again, Furyk, I think Dave mentioned it. I don't know about him per se, but I think, you know, walking away from Jordan is hard. I like Jordan Spieth. I think he is clearly one of the people in the game right now that we can look forward to having a very long career. He, you know, I guess he hasn't played this course. He hasn't played in the U.S. Open that I know about. Maybe he did last year.
He did. He missed the cut.
He did miss the cut. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he survives the weekend. But, yeah, I like Jordan a lot.
Well, I hate to have to introduce to both of us the guy that won last week. He needs to spend more time with the surgery than he does picking these golf picks. He's got the American flag on for the U.S. Open this week, especially orthopedics, and that's Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
Good morning, Bill.
All right. Are you going to rub it in?
No, I'm not going to rub it in. But when I win this U.S. Open, I will rub it in next week.
You should.
All right. So what happened last week that you were able to make just a couple of changes? Did you pick Ben Crane?
No, I don't remember who I ended up picking, but I did a lot of research prior to. I got an app on my iPhone that set a reminder for me every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 8 p.m. to go in and change my picks, and I set it up so that the app will keep ringing every 15 minutes until I actually go in and turn it off and I change those picks. But I think I just did a lot more research, and I have some information about the U.S. Open that I've looked
up. Wow.
Yeah. So over the last 9 years, only two of the players who had the 54-hole lead ended up winning. And during that time span, five of those years, a player came back from three behind to win. And when you look at Phil Mickelson, I originally had him as an A pick, and we'll get to my picks. I thought Phil sprayed the ball a lot, too, and that's why I changed him out. But I looked it up, and Phil hasn't missed the U.S. Open cut, and he's never been anything better than under par the first round. And I think that's why he hasn't missed many cuts.
All right. Before we go to that, we need to talk a little bit about specialty orthopedics. You like to get people in within 24 hours. That's not a four-hour golf round, but, you know, within 24 hours isn't bad.
Yeah, our patients, when they make the phone call, they're able to be seen the same day or the next day by myself. We get you in, and at your convenience, we see people at their lunch breaks or prior to them going to work. We have a great staff. You get to know everybody in the office. You're not treated like a number. We're able to get a diagnosis for whatever you have going on immediately, and then you just get your options right away.
So, listeners that have some problems, how do they address getting in and out quickly with your staff?
The phone number, 275-5560, or you can Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
Earlier in the show, Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, told us a story about Big John, and he actually had some tears about helping Big John get back to work. Do you have a success story you want to share this morning?
It's a success story, but it's a story that I think, you know, the public needs to know. So I saw a gentleman who had thumb swelling for more than a year, and finally the swelling got so significant that he sought treatment, and he called the office, and we were able to get him in the next day, and he ended up having osteomyelitis, which is an infection in a bone. And it had been present for, we don't know exactly how long, but it's been a long time. And he had just dealt with the swelling and the pain. So the point that I'm making, if you have swelling or a mass somewhere, you should get it seen and you should get it checked out, because a simple problem early can be a devastating problem late. So with masses, don't put them off. Just get a diagnosis. Many times it's a benign thing and you might not have to have anything done. But what if it's not a benign thing and you can lose an opportunity to have a minor procedure done versus a major procedure later?
Makes sense to me. Tiger Woods, I'm hearing from some of the Golf Channel people, Chamblee for one, who is now on record as saying, Tiger will be back for the British Open. Your thoughts?
Chamblee has been one of the biggest critics of Tiger Woods since Chamblee stopped playing golf. I think he might be back for the British Open, but it's difficult when you look at the reports. And I think Tiger might not be letting the public know exactly how far along he is. He does have that charity event for his foundation the week before, the 2 weeks before the British Open. So I think that would be a good warm-up. But I think we'd have to know a little bit more about where Tiger is today or next week to determine if he can get back for the British.
All right. Your chance to rub it to us next week. Let's see what you can do this week.
I might change some of these picks, and I actually changed one of my A players from what I sent you yesterday. So for my A player, I have Adam Scott. I think he drives the ball exceptionally well and hits a lot of fairways. I switched from Bubba Watson to Matt Kuchar. I saw Bubba Watson's interview yesterday with the press, and he sounded so negative about his practice rounds that I switched him out to Matt Kuchar. And then I have Rory and Jason Day as my starters for the
injured Jason Day, who is
injured recovered. Jason Day. And I've been advocate of not picking him up until now, but the last, I think, 8 out of 9 U.S. Opens have been won by a non-major champion.
There you go.
So I only have 3 of those in all of my picks. So I think Jason Day can turn it around. I have Zach Johnson, who hits a lot of fairways, and Jason Duffner as my bench players. I have Sergio Garcia as my starter for a C player. I think he has a pretty good shot at winning. He's a great driver of the golf ball. He's putting better. And then I have Graham McDowell.
All right. We have one more member of this team that is the bagologist. Had some carology problems. He was among the thousands that got hit by hailstones. He's going to try to join us. If not, we're going to talk about Paul Daugherty and Golf Etc. and his picks, and probably pick my picks apart as well. It's all the business of golf on this Wednesday. The business of golf this morning. Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc., who's normally with us. He was one of the victims of the hailstones, and he, as Rev just found out, is still meeting with the adjusters, those traveling insurance people that are talking about adjusting his car. But he did send his notes along. I'm going to give you his picks first for the week, and this is the U.S. Open. He's got Bubba Watson starting. He's got Phil on the bench. Imagine a left-handed player like Paul picking two lefties. Jason Day, Justin Rose start on the B. Bill Haas and Rory McIlroy on the bench. Jimmy Walker and Brendan Todd. Those are the picks for golf, etc. We talk about Paul being a bagologist. You can verify that, right, Doc?
Yes, Paul is getting his car adjusted, and he's a master of adjusting someone's golf bag. I took my clubs over to Paul, and he evaluated my swing and determined that, and then evaluated my bag and determined that the shafts that were in my bag were not actually what they were built to be when I purchased them. And so he's able to determine what shafts are best for your swing and determine what even your clubs. But he's really not a club person. He's not a club evaluator. He's a shaft evaluator. And he tells you with the lofts in your bag and with the way you play the game, what you will likely need to have to be able to play better golf.
The picks from Dave, one of his projects, and Dave has done really well in this. He's actually number two for the segment for the season. Dave went along and picked the same A players, Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson. The B starters, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson on the bench, Duffner and Stricker. And Dave has got Sergio Garcia starting and Charles Schwartzel on the bench. Now, Mr. Dierheim was looking at my picks, and he said, you're out on the limb here.
Well, and I'll retract part of it. I'm like the California Chrome owner. I'll retract some of my statements.
Because 2 days later.
Off the air, we're talking about Ernie, and Ernie actually, you know, he is a steady Eddie. I think the one that you're going out on a limb is you're probably trying to ride the crest of Hideki Matsuyama's win at the Memorial, and it'll be fun to see him. He's really young. But it's amazing when we go through this golf pool experience how many picks we have in similarity all across the board, either on the bench or as starters. And so we're all kind of cut from the same cloth. The only thing I'm going to say about Paul Daugherty, and I've not had a bag analysis, but if he did an analysis of my bag, I think he would find the biggest gap I have is probably talent.
At least you're not ringing Christmas songs like Dave Austin
that's
right. was.
Didn't he mention a 77 or 79 earlier today?
Yeah. I did 77 and then went to a 90 after I saw you at Baker. So it comes and it goes.
All right, let's get my picks out there on board. And everything is on our blog, It's Your Business. I've got Mickelson to win, maybe a sentimental pick. I thought he played well last week. My problem is he going to play 70 holes or 72? If he plays 70, he doesn't win. He may not make the cut. Adam Scott on the bench. I've got B players. Ernie Els, 3 top 10s, his last 3 U.S. Opens. Nobody else picked him this morning. And Hideki Matsuyama playing well. Last year, he was 10th in his first U.S. Open. I've got Billy Horschel, who is coming on board. Jordan Spieth, I'd like to see the 20-year-old show everybody. John Sendon, 3 top 15s in his last 3 U.S. Opens. Nobody else picked him. And I got Schwartzel, who I think is a sneaky player that may just get there. Golf tournaments. I'm playing in 3 of them, guys. Tomorrow, the Teddy Bear Den with Stars at Baker's. Friday, playing Spring Creek with the Bethany Children's Home. Sunday, the father-son-daughter tournament at Baker Crossing with my son Chad, his grandson Aiden, now a second-year graduate of the First Tee program under the tutelage of Coralie Jorgensen. Keep it in the family.
Have a great weekend.
We appreciate everybody being with us, and come back and see us next week. We'll see how all these picks come together. You can join us. Go to Yahoo Fantasy. 7235 is the group number, and the password, Zortman. All small letters, of course. My time's up. Thank you for yours.